Here we go, linchpin. It seems like there's always something coming up that I can tell everybody. This is quintessential linchpin, and what I mean by that is that's not just an empty phrase that we say, which is we do what is effective, not what's popular. I don't care what's popular. I care what works. I don't care what's trending on social media. I care what works. And we do the stuff that other people avoid. Today's one of those days. Let's go. It's also our for time or not option of the week. So for time or not, 100 single unders. If you haven't done single unders in a while, you'll be shocked at how many people can only do double unders now and forgot how to do single unders. So 100 single unders, a 1 mile run, 100 sit-ups, another 1 mile run, and then finally 100 single unders. This is going to be just a joy from start to finish. Not a barbell in sight. Other equipment conversions, we've got you covered in case you need to replace that 1 mile running with something on the bike or the rower or the ski erg or something like that. Videos showing the single under and the ab mat sit-up, but of course you don't need an ab mat to do sit-ups. Super fitness robot, 25 minutes or less, more likely anywhere from that 25 minute mark all the way up to maybe 40 minutes. It depends upon how much you utterly and completely despise running. The wild card option is going to get you in the volume that you need, but we're chopping it up a bit so that the pieces of work aren't quite as big and intimidating for some people. So the wild card option is for time or not, 50 single unders, 800 meter run, 50 sit-ups, 800 meter run, 100 single unders, 800 meter run, 50 sit-ups, 800 meter run, 50 single unders. I know that's a lot to listen to, but basically, you know, smaller chunks of work in general. There is a set of 100 single unders in there, but you're never running more than 800. So for some people that the mile is maybe too much to bite off right now, that wild card option might be a great choice. Scaled option for time or not, 50 single unders, 4 minutes of running, jogging or walking, 50 sit-ups, 4 minutes running, jogging or walking, and then 50 single unders. The limited equipment option, same as the workout of the day. The no equipment workout is very close, but you don't have a jump rope. So the only difference is for the no equipment option, anytime the rest of us would be doing 100 single unders, that crew will be doing 100 jumping jacks. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. 10 minutes of practicing the skill of your choice, and then box jumps. 10 to 25 reps, not for time. Focus is explosive power. You choose the height, step down each time, go ahead and rest. The height should be challenging, yet appropriate. I don't want anybody, you know, busting their shins in the box. So make it challenging, but you want to know that you're going to make it, but you got to work for it. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the Cobra stretch for the abs, hamstring stretch, and the calves and foam rolling. I hope you enjoyed today's workout. Variance is a wonderful thing, and we don't avoid variance at Linchpin, and I'll let you in on a secret. That's why it works, because variance is very powerful. Have a great day, and see you back here tomorrow.